Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Wan Lim. In national news, the EPA bans asbestos. Paige Stevenson has the story.
On Monday, March 18th, the EPA banned asbestos in its entirety. The decision comes after a 2016 law that essentially overturned regulations on thousands of chemicals in household products like asbestos. Currently, asbestos is a known carcinogen that is used in chlorine bleach and home insulation, amongst other things. Asbestos can cause lung cancer and is linked to 40,000 deaths in the United States each year. In addition, this decision is part of President Biden's Cancer Moonshot Plan, which is a government initiative to end cancer, according to the EPA Administrator Michael Reagan. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In international news, President Vladimir Putin wins the Russian presidential election. Oliver Gerhards has the story.
Monday, Russian election officials said Russian President Vladimir Putin secured a record number of votes and an 87% landslide victory. This election extends Putin's reign to a fifth term, at the end of which Putin will have been in power since 1999, longer than any contemporary Russian leader, including Joseph Stalin. Voting also took place in illegally occupied regions of Ukraine, where, according to the head of the Ukrainian Eastern Human Rights Group, quote, "Voting in the occupied territories took place literally at gunpoint, when members of election commissions walked from door to door accompanied by military men with weapons," unquote. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky commented, quote, "Everything Russia does on the occupied territory of Ukraine is a crime," unquote. Thank you to the Associated Press for this story. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhards.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's an update from RJ Carroll. Today in Badger sports, after falling to Illinois in the Big Ten Championship yesterday in heartbreaking fashion, 93-87, the men's basketball team has received a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, where they will face 12-seeded James Madison. James Madison is 31-3 on the year, won the Sun Belt Conference Championship, and has already beaten a Big Ten school this year in Michigan State. The game will be Friday night at 8:40 p.m. in Brooklyn, and the winner will play either Duke or Vermont on Sunday. Also, after their run in the conference tournament, the team is back in the national rankings at number 23. Chucky Hepburn also became the 50th Badger to reach 1,000 career points in yesterday's game. The women's basketball team received a WNIT invitation, securing their first postseason berth in 13 years. They will learn their first round opponent later today. The men's hockey team stayed steady at number 9 in the national rankings this week, ahead of Selection Sunday next weekend. The women's hockey team is ready to defend their national championship in Durham, New Hampshire next weekend at the Frozen Four, and it starts Friday night against Colgate. Puck drop is at 6:30 p.m. The softball went 2-for-5 over the weekend with a UMBC spring invite, earning wins against Albany and Colgate. They start Big Ten play on Friday against Iowa. The women's team continues to impress, extending their winning streak to 10 over the weekend with sweeps of Milwaukee and Minnesota over the weekend. They have 2 weeks off before facing Iowa. After 3 days at the Schenkel Invitational, the men's golf team tied for 6th place out of 14 teams. Coulter Smith led the way, shooting 5 under par. In professional sports, the Bucks took care of business yesterday against the Suns, winning 140-120 without Giannis. Dame and Bobby Portis had 31 points, and they are back in action Wednesday night in Boston against the league-leading Celtics. Finally, the Brewers won their third straight spring training game last night, 6-4 over the Royals, courtesy of 2 RBIs from Blake Perkins. They are back in action right now against the Angels. Again, thank you to RJ Carroll for this sports update. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Wan Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.